This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A Save-A-Lot grocery store reopened its doors in West Garfield Park yesterday. Customers formed a long line around the parking lot for the ribbon cutting of the renovated Save-A-Lot. The first 100 people received a free bag of groceries. Store owner Yellow Banana received $13.5 million in funding from the city in 2022. That was to expand grocery options for the south and west sides. The company says after delays, five more Chicago stores are expected to open this fall. Lifelong West Garfield Park resident Donna McCammy was waiting in line. She says she is overjoyed to be able to walk to a store and will no longer have to front Uber costs for groceries.
So we have to travel far out of the community just to go to the stores. So this would be a convenience for us. Yeah. I'm so happy it's opening up again.
The store is located at 420 South Pulaski. Two groups that support school choice and charter schools have amassed big money to back candidates in Chicago's first school board election. The two organizations have a combined $3.5 million on hand, much of it raised in just the past few months. The donors include the chairman of the financial services firm Morningstar and the California-based chairman of Netflix. The political committees are set up like super PACs and can take in unlimited donations, but they can't contribute directly to candidates. These groups say they are motivated by the mayor's school board working in lockstep with the teachers' union and promoting policies they say hurt charter schools. The teachers' union has only about $175,000 to spend right now, but officials say they will rely on grassroots campaigning to help their endorsed candidates. Chicago Bears president Kevin Warren says there is no deadline for closing a deal on a new downtown stadium. When asked about a possible drop-dead date last night at the Economic Club of Chicago, he replied, quote, "When we cut that ribbon." While light on specifics, Warren did express a desire to work with other teams in the city, including the White Sox.
We have a great working relationship with them. We have great respect for the Reinsdorf family. And we're definitely going to, you know, work together to see what we can figure out.
Warren says the team is still working on the property tax situation in northwest suburban Arlington Heights, and will continue conversations with Mayor Tom Hayes and other village officials. The Taste of Chicago Food and Music Festival starts today. Chowhounds will have the opportunity to try dishes from dozens of local vendors. Chef Mark Walker owns Southside restaurant Ooh Wee It Is. The eatery will serve up its famous pot roast cupcakes.
That's a cornbread muffin topped with garlic mashed potatoes, scallions, cheese, gravy, and of course our succulent pot roast.
Walker is a Chicago native. For him, being at Taste is a full circle moment.
I was just once an attendee, and now to see my name up on the board with my brand, man, great opportunity.
Taste of Chicago runs through Sunday, September 8th at Grant Park. Some more things you should know today. Some current and former employees of Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability say the chief administrator is unfit to lead. Four former and 12 current COPA employees have written that they have, quote, grave concerns about Andrea Kirsten's ability to lead the COPA because they think Kirsten manipulates investigations to align with her own agenda. The Sun-Times reports the employees are urging the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability to take a no-confidence vote against Kirsten. Northwestern University has released a new set of policies on demonstrations. The Daily Northwestern reports it bars overnight demonstrations and limits activities that could disrupt classes, like using amplifiers before 5 p.m. The changes also include a new intimidation standard, which bars subjecting another person or group to, quote, abusive, demeaning, harassing, humiliating, intimidating, threatening, or violent behavior. University President Michael Schill said in an email the policy is meant to address, quote, gaps and inconsistencies brought to light by student protests in the last year. Today's weather, it will be mostly cloudy with some rain starting this afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're expecting temperatures in the mid-60s and for sunny skies to develop later in the day. That's it for now. Later today, Vocalo's Nuria Hernandez talks with a local Latin music artist, Adam Martinez, who says he met his girlfriend after going on Instagram and asking if she would be in his music video.
I don't know, it felt like a genuine connection, and we started texting afterwards, and it happened very organically. Like, it wasn't even in my intention to, like, I mean, a little bit it was. I can't lie, a little bit.
Look, you aren't going to play a player, okay?
Find that interview right here at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigade. Thanks for listening.